there are people, fans, that are saying, "Where's the Christmas album? You got to do a Christmas. You got to do something Christmas. It's that time of year."
And many years, people have been asking me to do it, and I finally this year said, "Okay." And we cut it live. I did all of, for me, what Christmas represents is a nostalgic, a nostalgic look, as we all remember Christmas as kids. And I think that my intent was to do it the way I perform live, which I did. I brought everybody into the studio that plays in my band, we went over the material and recorded it live.
Yeah.
And it's more soulful, more, digging in. But there's a great original song on the EP, which is out now at David Cassidy Music.
Yeah.
And it's called My Christmas Card to You. And I had never done a solo Christmas EP. And, my fans have been asking for it for a long time. And I'm really happy to be on your show in upstate New York, where I've performed in. You're in Syracuse, right?
We're just outside Syracuse. So, and you know, people think of New York and they're like,
Manhattan
and down, you know, Trump Tower now. But, you know, there's a whole different. Joe has a new slogan, by the way, David. And you're a promoter, you know how to promote and market. And I tell him your idea. This is to promote upstate New York, because you know it's different.
I spent a lot of time there.
Yeah,
New York, it's not a city. It's a state.
What do you think of that, David?
I didn't hear it.
I said New York, it's not just a city. It's a state.
Oh.
Yes. I had a house in a couple of houses in Saratoga Springs.
Oh, beautiful.
And, it's so great. Loved it. And spent a good part of my son's high school, junior, middle school, and high school in the summer.
Yeah.
When he was off, we would go up, because we lived in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the summer's become a little spritzy.
Yeah.
So it was interesting also to cut live material with my band and record it in October. Or we started in the beginning in September, and it's still 90.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
right.
It's an odd thing.
It's hard to get into the mood, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is why
it's now up on iTunes, and it's December 1st.
I'm going to play a little clip. I'll play a little clip coming up in a second. But my suggestion on that is always find a walk-in cooler and record your Christmas album in a walk-in cooler. It just
it's got the frost.
Gets you into the mood. Every restaurant has one, David.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
Next time, I will walk into a restaurant that has a very large cooler.
That's exactly it.
I don't know if there will be another one, but
I don't know if you've ever been
gotten great response about it. And it's David Cassidy Christmas. Five of the great songs that I loved growing up, and also an original song that's my favorite, called "My Christmas Card to You."
Oh, that's very, very nice. I want to ask you, obviously, listen, I grew up in the 60s and 70s. I grew up in the 70s and graduated in the early 80s. But, you know, Partridge Family, how did you manage so many? I mean, you weren't necessarily a child actor, but you were young.
No, I wasn't. I graduated high school and moved back to New York.
But I got to tell you, it's so hard for actors as years go on to be able to manage. And you've done well.
I have done well. Thank you for acknowledging that. Yeah, it's 48 years I turned professional.
Yeah.
And I was 18 years old. And I moved back from L.A. where I graduated, but I was born and raised till I was 11 in New York and right outside New Jersey with my grandparents. But I wanted to work in the theater like my father and my mother, who were both actors who had done a lot of work on Broadway. I mean, my father won Tony Awards. And anyway, I went back to New York, got my first professional job in 1968, and here we are. About to be 2017, Anyway, it's the first day of December, and I want to just wish you and everybody else out there a very safe, happy, joyous, let's celebrate the fact that we live in a great country where sometimes the strangest things happen in politics.
Yeah, it's been quite a year. I know you were in the Hudson Valley quickly, and if people go to your shows, something very important. You are light sensitive. Somebody was actually some moron was shining a light in your eyes from the what idiot would do that at a concert?
Well, also after I asked them, listen, I've had 5 eye surgeries. Please, I've already got spotlights on me. Please turn that off.
Yeah,
and in fact, there were a few of them, and the guy just refused to do it. I went, okay, come on, man. I'm trying to work.
Yeah.
I'm trying to entertain the rest of the audience.
Wow.
So eventually someone came down and made him turn it off.
Yeah.
And the show went on. It was great. And the audience actually applauded when an usher came down and made him turn the light off. And I guess he was trying to just video the whole show.
Yeah. Because he's probably doing like one of the, the streaming site?
Facebook Live.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Which is thievery, by the way, David. It's thievery. You're stealing, right?
Yes, indeed it is.
You know, so. Hey, I'm going to play a little of your song and your Christmas stuff. People can get in on iTunes. And your website, by the way, is davidcassidymusic.com. Is that what it was?
Yeah, davidcassidy.com is my major website. But this is David Cassidy Music, which is really what we began this we began this project, and I wanted to keep it separate just from my own davidcassidy.com,
but
make it David Cassidy Music. So it's the first EP that I have out. Yes, it's on iTunes, but if you go to David Cassidy Music, you will hear and see the whole thing and download it for me so I can afford to live for the rest of my life.
Well, good for you. All right. Well, good luck, David, and thank you. And again, don't shine a light in his eyes.
No.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. David Cassidy.
God bless and have a wonderful, great Christmas.
All right. Happy holidays. Thanks so much.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay.